That day was a beautiful day for the Oregon and Washington coast.
At the time, Leone was based out of Sitka, Alaska. He'd come down to the lower 48 to swap out an old helicopter for a new one. About an hour into the return trip, the crew saw a small Coast Guard boat leaving a harbor near La Push, Washington. The pilot, Sean Kruger, took them down for a flyby.
We overflew the small boat, and at that point, my right hand went waving out the window as the guys below us waved. And then moments later, as I stared, our aircraft blew apart.
The right side of the Jayhawk helicopter had snagged on improperly marked power lines. Power lines that the Coast Guard owned and had been warned about. The tail section immediately separated. The front part of the cabin shot out over the open ocean.
I was being shaken and thrown around. My head was like a ping pong ball banging off of different parts of the aircraft. It felt like a long, long time. And then all motion stopped. I was in the aircraft, upside down, pinned against the bottom of the ocean.
Leone broke free of the wreckage, swam to the surface, and looked frantically for his crewmates.
I struggled to turn, kicking, screaming for Sean, Brett, and Adam. I was struggling to breathe. I looked at the water around me. It was red. It was silent. All I could hear was waves crashing. My right leg started getting cold. Someone was going to have to get me. I needed to be rescued.
Leone was a sole survivor. That crash in 2010 came in the middle of a 13-year period of accidents affecting Coast Guard aviators, sailors, and civilians.
Covering major news across San Diego.
The official findings from federal investigators show the Coast Guard was going too fast when it crashed into a boat, killing 8-year-old Anthony Deweese during the Parade of Lights on San Diego Bay in 2009.
Breaking news off the coast of Alabama right now. A Coast Guard helicopter has crashed during a training mission in Mobile Bay.
5 crew members aboard a downed Coast Guard helicopter are safe today after a crash in the Rocky Mountains near Salt Lake City.
Using internal Coast Guard records, reporters at the Center for Investigative Reporting examined accident rates, property damage, injuries, and deaths in the Coast Guard since 2000. Here's what they found. 27 Coast Guard aviators and other personnel died in between 2000 and 2013 as a result of accidents in air, on land, and at sea. They found lapses in judgment and command and missed opportunities to protect crew members and civilians. Take the crash that Leone survived. The wires that ripped apart his helicopter, they were owned by the Coast Guard. A former Coast Guard employee had reported to Coast Guard officials that the wires were poorly marked. The Coast Guard's own internal review found a 1,700-foot gap in the markers. The FAA recommends markers every 200 feet. The Coast Guard has refused to install safety equipment to protect helicopters, wire cutters, specifically designed to prevent accidents just like this. Every other branch of the military uses that safety equipment. That crash was one of a string of accidents between 2008 and 2010. It was the worst period for Coast Guard aviators for over 30 years.
In memory of the crew of Coast Guard 6535, Lieutenant Commander Dale Taylor, Lieutenant J.G. Thomas Cameron, Chief Fernando George, AET-3 Andrew Knight,
Captain Tom Main is a commanding officer of the Coast Guard's Aviation Training Center in Mobile, Alabama. This is him reading a plaque honoring fallen Coast Guard members.
Coast Guard heroes, forever remembered, semper paratus.
In 2012, during a training mission, a helicopter crashed into the bay here, killing all 4 on board.
My first reaction was disbelief, as you might imagine. And one of the most important responsibilities at that point, obviously, is notifying the families of those involved, but disbelief, and then obviously overwhelming sadness that was tempered by the fact that we had a job to do at that point.
Since September 11th, the Coast Guard has greatly increased the scope of its missions, and Maine says that increase may have overloaded the Coast Guard's ability to maintain proficiency in all tasks, as Coast Guard members have had to compete for finite training resources.
As we added those capabilities after September 11th, and I think we'll all admit there was a tension because we now were asking some air stations, some air crews, some pilots to be good at 2 very different things.
The result? A decrease in fleet-wide ability. The rash of accidents was something that the then Commandant of the Coast Guard, Robert Papp, acknowledged in a speech in 2011.
We've had too many accidents. We've had too many funerals. 14 aviators lost in 2 years. We've also had several boat accidents, and this is unprecedented. It's unacceptable, and we've got to do something about it.
Shortly before his retirement in May, Admiral Papp sat in his office in the new Department of Homeland Security headquarters. His time as commandant has been marked by an insistence on increasing proficiency.
Proficiency is becoming a master of what you do.
4 years ago, Papp initiated the Aviation Safety Assessment Action Plan, a service-wide look at why so many accidents were happening.
What I found out is after we did the study, the tempo was so tough and demanding that we were suffering the accidents during more benign situations. In other words, when you send a Coast Guardsman out and he's doing an actual mission, they're completely on, they're focused. But because we were doing so much at such a rapid pace that they were getting a little complacent when it was an easy operation.
In other words, the accidents that have plagued the Coast Guard have not occurred during dangerous operations, but in times of calm. The training exercise in Mobile, 4 aviators dead. Lance Leone delivering a helicopter up the West Coast, 3 aviators dead. During a 2009 boat parade in San Diego, a Coast Guard boat collided with a civilian craft. An 8-year-old boy dead. 10 days after Papp's retirement, the Center for Investigative Reporting received a new set of accident data from the Coast Guard. It shows overall incidents were up in 2013.